So if, I'm not going to quote a specific Sfas Emes. Rav Amital would tell me that he would read the Sfas Emes. Well, I think he told me personally he'd read the Sfas Emes. I think he announced it once before he gave a sicha, not because he was going to quote it, because he wanted to be put into the mood. The Sfas Emes would be a mood center. Some of the ideas I'll share today, since the Sfas Emes, they're actually written, but some of them are just inflected by the Sfas Emes. In the Seder night, we talk about the difference between Etzba Elokim Hi in Mitzrayim and Vayar Yisrael Seyad HaGdola at the Yamsuf. And in the Seder, there's an attempt to try to capture what made the Yamsuf different from Mitzrayim. Why is it not just part two of Yitzias Mitzrayim? Why is there such a separate highlight or punctuation? But in that gut, it sounds quantitative. If in Mitzrayim there were 10, then in the Yamsuf there were 50. If in Mitzrayim there were 50, then at the Amsterdam there were 250. So it just sounds like an offset, a scale. But what fundamentally changed at the Amsterdam? What was different at the Amsterdam? So three or four ideas, some of them in this Sfas Emes, most of them are rooted in this Sfas Emes. Number one, in Mitzrayim, it was very apparent to the Jews that they were redeemed because of an ancient oath to the grandparents. Everyone knew about the oath. It had been passed on from generation to generation. Maybe they didn't realize it was coming true because they lost hope. But once they were taken out of Mitzrayim, they knew it was based on the story. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu had promised Avram, Yer Yezaracha Be'aretz Lelahem, Ve'acha Yechein Yetzir Berchush Gadol. So it was a very powerful sense of legacy and history, but it wasn't personal. It's not as if they felt like HaKadosh Baruch Hu had attended to their personal needs. They were just the fortunate beneficiaries of an ancient oath. At the Amsef was much more personal. They felt as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu was cradling them and protecting them from the ocean. There was nothing in the promises to Avram about the Amsef. And those spectacular, just imagine, we think of the Amsef, a little river. Just imagine, close your eyes and imagine yourself on the ocean, on a cliff, raging oceans, raging waves, and you see these huge, furious waves being rolled back. That's why there was a relationship by Aminu Bashem of Moshe Avdo, by Yari Yisrael Siyad HaGdolah, and that's why you could say Shira. It's easier to say Shira when it's personal, when it's intimate, when it's poetic, rather than you just feel like history is coming due. Second of all, it led to an internationalization of the event. Shamo Amin Yir Gazun. Kipala Lahem Masar Kachat, Bekdaza Haid Mutadam. When Yisro hears, by Yishma Yisro, he hears about the Yamsuf. When Rachav relates to the spies in the beginning of Yeshua that everyone's afraid of the Jews, it's because of the Yamsuf. Interesting question. Did anyone outside of Egypt know about the Makos? We don't know. But we do know that they found out about what? How did the Pelishtim know? Some of them. So the Plishtim knew if they were on the coast. And how far did it travel? When the Yamsuf split, that was news because there were so many boats sailing the Red Sea that were affected by it, people living on the coast. According to Chazal, all the water split. But even if you don't take Chazal's expansion of Kriyas Yamsuf, anyone that lived along the coast of the Red Sea sensed it, not just the Plishtim. And that's why the Jews are aware of that in these Kriyas Yamsuf. They're aware that people hear about this, and it's going to internationalize not just the fear of the Jewish people, but the knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Number three is, this is the first time that the Jews are Mekabel Malchus Hashem. The first pasuk of Malchios, if you remember in Rosh Hashanah, is a four-word pasuk from Parshas Bishalach. The beautiful medrash in which Moshe asks Hashem, why are you so obsessed with the Jews? All the time, the Jews, mitzvahs of the Jews, what about the other nations? Hashem says, well, they were the first people to be Makabel Malchus. This is the first time that a nation accepted Hashem's Malchus. Imagine Jewish identity is a composite of three aspects. Belonging to a unique nation, accepting divine authority, and translating that acceptance into Torah and mitzvahs. Imagine a timeline that starts on Tetzvah of Nisan, moves to Chafal of Nisan, and then moves to Vav Sivan. Tetzvah of Nisan, we become a people.
Kabbalah Knesset will Mekabel Malchus Hashem. Vav Sivan will Mekabel Torah Mitzvot. All Jew has all those 3 days. How many millions of Jews are there today, many of them living in Israel, who no longer perform Mitzvot and Torah in the classic way? They've left Vav Sivan, but they're still standing at the Yantzah saying Hashem Yimloch Le'olam Vayim. I've just described to you most Masorah teachers in Israel. You ask your average Masorah teacher, not the arch anti-Dati, your average, what we would call Chiloni Jew in Israel. Of course I believe in Hashem. Of course I'm a Kabbal, Avinu Shabbat Shamayim, Am Yisrael Chai, Od Avinu Chai. Of course God is protecting us. Torah, Mitzvah, I don't know. The classic Chiloni Omega Shabbos meal, light a candle, probably go to the Beit Knesset Friday night, and then go to the soccer match, go to the movie, go out. So if you ask me, is it keeping Shabbat? No, but it's Mekabel Malchut Shamayim. Just the same way, there are people who have fallen off of Har Sinai, and sadly have fallen off of Kabbalat Malchut Shamayim, they're no longer attentive to Kabbalah Shisan, but they still believe that they belong to a special nation, a strong Jewish identity. The Jews are placed on this earth for a reason. Right, Eliezer, how many Jews in England do you know like that? People are strong Jews, proud Jews, God, divine authority, navy, but we are the chosen nation. We have a message for humanity. So that's the third part of Kriyas Yamsuch, Hashem, Kabbalat Malchut Shamayim. The fourth part, and this is fascinating, is that all of a sudden the people who couldn't even imagine leaving Mitzrayim, the Rosh Hashanah, Moshem, Mitzotzer Ruach, and Mi'avodah Kasha, in their praise, because poetry opens your imagination, they start envisioning the Beis HaMikdash. Mehalta v'azacha al Neveh Kodshecha. Neveh Kodshecha is a phrase for Beis HaMikdash. Neveh, Neveh Shanan. Ad Yavar Amcha Hashem, Ad Yavar Amzu Kanita. Tivimo v'sita'imo v'har nachlatcha, Machon l'shiftecha, Pa'alta Hashem, Mikdash Hashem Kaninu Yodecha. What happened at the Yam Suf that all of a sudden opened their imagination? And the interesting thing about Yetzias Mitzrayim or salvation from the Egyptians, they start thinking about Beis HaMikdash, Yivei Kodshecha, Machon L'Shiftecha, Mikdash Hashem. Something about the Yam Suf opened their minds, and they could begin to imagine building a Beis HaMikdash. Was it the Gilui Shechina that they saw so overtly? Was it the movement of the waters that it suggested to them that God would move to Shechina, to Yerushalayim? Those are 4 differences at Kriyas Yam Suf. Number one, it wasn't just paying a due, paying a debt. It was personal treatment, personalized treatment of the Jewish people. Number two, internationalization. People heard about it beyond Egypt and the west coast of Israel. Number three, Mekabel Malchus Shamayim, Hashem Yimloch Le'olam Vaed. Number four, we started thinking about the Beis HaMikdash in the end of Kriyas Yam Suf. Summary of your fear. Good luck today, everyone, with your testing. You know there's testing today, right? It's be nice outside today. Spend some time outside. Get some air. Jeremy! Time to get some air. Spend some time outside today. Get some air.